Hey everyone, we are excited to talk with another Amazing Race 36 team. Today we are here with Mary and Chris. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
And we're the Tar Pit Podcast. So guys, can you introduce yourselves? How do you guys know each other and how you guys decide to be a team on the show?
Yeah, so I'm Mary. I'm 27 years old and I'm here with my dad.
I'm Chris. I'm 60 and me and Mary are father and daughter.
We've been best friends for as long as I can remember. I've always been kind of a daddy's girl and always gravitated towards my dad, but I feel like our relationship was really amplified and made really strong, unfortunately, after my mom passed, and my dad kind of had to play mom and dad, and he's been my biggest best friend since.
And like you guys, we are long-term watchers. In fact, we used to watch the show with Mary's mom. Mm-hmm. You know, we always felt it was a way to see the world from your own living room. Mm-hmm. We are our diehard fans ourselves. We just love the show, and for us to get on the show is just like unbelievable. It's like out of our wildest dreams.
Yep. Like you said, we've always loved the show. And, you know, I've thought about teammates over the years, and I don't think that there's anybody I would rather do it than with my dad. And so you never know, one of you guys could do it.
Mary's 27. I'm 60. We are basically roommates in a little apartment in Waltham. I don't want to say I live with her. She doesn't live with me. We kind of just live together. So at 27, she's still here.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your favorite challenges from past seasons?
I love when they have to wear costumes. I think that is always a fun twist to whatever they're doing. Yeah. But I think one of my favorites would have to be from season 31, where they brought in all the folks from Big Brother, Amazing Race, and Survivor, and then they had the elephants, because elephants are my favorite animal. Mm-hmm. And so anytime that there's an elephant involved, I just love those challenges.
Yeah, I really, I like all the challenges. Probably some of my favorite ones that I love to hate are the eating challenges.
Yes.
I just wouldn't be able to do it, honestly. I just don't think I can do it. Mary says she could, so if that challenge ever came up when we were racing, it's all hers. But I like the physical ones. I liked it when they do the tightrope walking across the buildings, you know, things like that. We were hoping to get some you'll have to see the show to see, but we were hoping for some really high height-oriented challenges, but you'll see.
Were there any food challenges in the past that have really stood out to you?
I think most recently the ones with the bugs this last season, just because was the moment where I looked at it and I was like, I think I could do it, because honestly, I love anything that's fried. Yeah. And it just looked like a fried potato chip.
I couldn't do it. Those crunchy bugs. No thanks.
I cannot do it.
No, I'd rather jump off a building than eat the bugs.
Me too. So what kinds of talents or skills do you guys think you have that helped you in the race?
Yeah, I'm really good at memory. So I'm a marketing manager for my job, and it requires a lot of like remembering deadlines and coordinating with a lot of people. And so I think anything that comes to memory would be like my biggest strength.
And I'm thinking anything that comes with strength will be my strength. I might be old, but I'm still pretty strong. And so Mary's the brains, I'm the brawn, but you know, and we communicate very well together. And I think that helps us be a solid team is just the communication, because we just know each other so well.
I think, yeah, we still live together and I'm 27. And so I think that we know how to navigate problems, you know, that arise like together. And then we know how to kind of bounce off of each other's personalities. And so I think our relationship is our strongest suit or strongest asset together.
Yep.
So we're going to mix it up a little bit and do a little would you rather Amazing Race style. Evie, go ahead and ask the questions.
Would you rather do a puzzle challenge or a needle in the haystack challenge?
Oh, puzzle.
Needle in the haystack.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'd just go crazy and keep digging until I found it. Mary's more of the brains and concentrate and get the puzzle done.
Well, the needle in the haystack is just luck of the draw, so.
That's what I think, you know, because I do puzzle because you can be methodical with it. You can kind of have a process, where a needle in the haystack, you're kind of just taking your chance with it.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing we always saw on a lot of challenges where people are on their hands and knees digging for something. So I'll tell you, I think I can give this away without giving anything away, but we actually brought knee pads with us in case we came across a challenge where we were digging on our knees. So I won't tell you whether we used them or not, but we had them.
That's a great idea.
Would you rather do an early morning challenge or a late night challenge?
Early morning. We're both early birds. I think we're both up before 7 almost every day.
she's home on a Friday night going to bed at 9:30, and I'm right behind her going to bed as well.
I know. These 9:30 premieres are going to be a little late
for me. We're going to be up in the next 10 weeks or so. We'll be up late.
It makes it harder for families, too, for sure.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a late penalty or be U-turned?
I think I would rather... that's tough because it depends on like how long the U-turn task would take you. But I think I would do U-turn because, again, I feel like my fate is a little bit more in my own hands.
Yeah.
I think I would just take the late and just hopefully just relax for whatever time it was and just go forward from there.
Mm-hmm.
So what kinds of things did you guys do to prepare for the show?
We rewatched a lot of seasons just to kind of, you know, get advice from or see what other teams did that worked and maybe things that didn't work. And then we did a lot of learning flags.
I bought a pack of flag flashcards, so I can pretty much tell you any country in the world right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
We just did it over and over again. We love to ride bicycles. We love swimming. We love the beach. So as we had a little bit of time to prepare, and we just ramped it up with the running and the beaching. And
I think one of the biggest things is we both learned how to drive a stick shift because neither of us knew how to do that.
You've got to know how to drive a stick shift to be on that show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we both know how to drive one now. I'm terrible. Mary actually picked it up very, very well.
Which is surprising because I didn't get my license until I was 21. And then, I don't know, I just could drive a stick shift.
You'll have to see if we ended up using our driving skills or not. But yeah. I think you'll enjoy whatever you see.
There's always someone every season that has no idea how to drive a stick shift, even though it's been there every single season since it started. Yeah.
Which is why you need to know how to drive one.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we saw a lot of, when we were rewatching seasons, we saw a lot of that happen where the teams just like didn't know how to do it. And we're like, that's not going to be us.
Yeah, Mary loved it. I'm used to driving an automatic and it was hard for me to learn, but Mary seemed to really pick it up.
So who knows? Maybe I'll get a stick shift in the future.
Well, we're excited to see. So we know by now that you guys were actually season 35 and that 35 was 36. So did you get a chance, though, after you were back and you were kind of in holding to watch what was aired as season 35? And if so, you relate or connect with any teams at all? Or were you fans of any teams on that show?
Yeah. So we had watched, so we filmed way long ago. So we were back in plenty of time to watch season 35. And I really loved it. I think, you know, Annalie and Steve are like just favorites because they're also a father-daughter team. But I really loved Rob and Corey too, because I feel like they just really got along well. Just like, I feel like we get along well. And they were just so nice to watch. Like they didn't have any drama and they seemed like they were really enjoying the race, which is something that I think we try to do too, is, you know, you're in the moment, but you're traveling the world and you're on the Amazing Race. And I think just appreciating that in the moment was something that I tried to do.
Right. And we watched every second of our original season 35, which now we're season 36. And off camera, we actually became pretty friendly with a bunch of people. Mary's a little social butterfly. She's traveled throughout the United States in the last while, and she's actually hung around with a lot of different people from different seasons.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like a big Amazing Race family, so it's nice to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's what we hear from everyone. That's really neat.
That's the one thing that they instilled in us. Like, I tell you, when we did a production and everybody was so nice to us, the producers, like, they treated us like gold, like family. Yeah. And we have, like, nothing, only great things to say about the treatment that we got during everything, from the filming to the housing to whatever.
And I always say Phil is just as nice, if not way nicer in person. Like, he is just such a gem. And, like, what you see is what you get.
We can't say enough about Phil. He is the nicest down-to-earth guy and will sit there and talk to you and listen to you and never rush you. And he's nicer in person than he is on TV. It's crazy.
Very cool. Now that you've been through the race and you've had some time to reflect, if you were ever asked back for an all-star season or like an unfinished business season, would you guys go back again?
Yes.
I would absolutely go back, but I'll be quite honest with you. It's a lot harder when you're doing it than it looks. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm an older guy, so I'm not Superman, but I would tell you if I knew I was going back, I would train like crazy, running, especially running. You're on you. I mean, I think one day the cameraman logged and he said we did 12 miles on foot.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's.
And I think hindsight is 2022. I mean, 2020 also, because I would pack so much less. Like, I think, you know, you're so nervous because you don't know where you're going. And so you're packing warm clothes and cold clothes. And I think I definitely overpacked.
Absolutely. I would take minimal. I would almost just take what I was wearing on my back. And maybe and it's really, once you're on it, you do not want to be lugging around a whole backpack full of stuff.
Mm-hmm. But my answer is always yes. If there was ever a chance to do it all over again, I 100% would.
Yep.
So after your last episode airs, we would love to have you back. Could you come back to do a way deeper dive into your experience on season 36 and spill some things that they didn't show?
Yes.
Yeah, we will. We'll get lots of beans to spill. We don't. What you see on tomorrow night is what we see. We don't know exactly what they're showing, but we'll fill you in on some good stuff after it airs.
We'll give you all the behind-the-scenes details.
Now, do you guys get screeners at all? Beforehand,
no.
You don't get anything. Okay.
We don't see anything. We'll see the promos like when they're posted.
Yeah, we have a ton of trailers and pictures they took and everything.
But none of the episodes.
There's probably have you seen any of the commercials on TV? There's probably at least five different variations.
I've seen them mostly on social media.
Right.
Yeah. But I have seen different ones though.
It's really, we can't spill any secrets here, but it's really no secret when you see the guy falling on his face at the beginning of the show. That's me. and I think that might end up being known for that, but hey, you know.
It's funny too, because when we watch it, because we haven't seen any pre-screeners, we have talked about all the things that we hope or, you know, think might get in. And then when we see it, we're like, oh my gosh, they put it in. And so it's like, we get excited all over again. Like it's the first time we're experiencing it.
The last 2 weeks, things have been coming in from CBS to us, and it's been really exciting to see things for the first time. And we've been in a group chat with the whole, all the cast since the very beginning, and we're all excited and talking to each other. And
yeah.
That's so cool. Now I know that everybody gets along well and all the teams connect well and there's a group thread and it's kind of like a fraternity or something like that. But were there any teams in particular that you connected really well with that you still keep in strong contact with?
Yeah, yes. There are so many. You know, I think Bailey and Anthony are such sweethearts. I think they come off as kind of like the surfer dudes, but they are genuinely the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Yeah, Bailey and Anthony are my buddies. I love those guys to death. We actually have gone down to visit them in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many, though. Like, I love Danny and Angie, I think, again, is another special connection as a parent-child team. Kishori and Karishma, I talked to them.
The thing is, it's a nice group of people.
Yeah.
But as you talk to, I mean, we don't know everything that went on. And as we talk to people, apparently there may be some villains that we weren't aware of. But everybody seems super nice to us.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be surprises from us. You know, we might think that they were being super nice to our face and then be saying something behind our back. But we'll see just when you guys see it, too.
Yeah. That's cool. That's nice to hear, though. I've heard it's been a great experience like that.
It's a great group.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. How can fans keep up with you now? Do you have any social media or any projects?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram as my full name, Mary Cardona Foster, and then my dad is also on Instagram.
Thank you, Chris. Instagram, Chris.Foster1.
I told him I'm going to be his social media manager.
And I said, no, you're not.
Yeah, this was fun, and I love your podcast. So I love what you guys are doing, and you guys are doing amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.